welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm James D'Amato, and normally I'm your host and game master. Fair warning, folks, this introduction might touch a couple emotionally sensitive topics, but I'm going to keep things brief. Last week, my mother passed away after 5 long years of living with cancer. Everyone in her life was prepared. My father, my sister, and myself got to be with her in the end. And if something like this has to happen, I'm glad that it happened the way that it did. But still, it left me completely emotionally drained and exhausted. Even work that you love is so hard to face after something like that. And although I experienced what is undoubtedly going to be one of the worst days of my life last week, I was still surrounded by so much love. Because folks on this network jumped in to help me. Now, in 6 years of doing this podcast, I've only missed one episode. And even on that week, I still put up an episode of the Overshare podcast. It's been a somewhat unhealthy point of pride with me for a long time. But with all that I went through, I simply couldn't put together what I needed to put together to have it ready for today. But as soon as they heard about this tragedy, everyone on the network came forward and asked me what they could do. And a few different groups from around the network got together and recorded games for me to use in the tumultuous period right now where I'm simply too emotional to work, and probably in a few weeks and months when this gap in my ability to record leaves me without material while I'm traveling. I can't express how grateful I am for that, especially because it's a network full of people whom I dearly love and respect to the utmost. And I don't think there could possibly be a better transition to tell you that Quinn Wilson, Jeff and John, and Josette are going to be covering the show for me this week, as they recorded a session of Haven, City of Violence. Now, if you're not familiar with Haven, I highly recommend checking out System Mastery episode 11, where they do an in-depth review of this very old, very strange game. It's one of the episodes that made me first fall in love with System Mastery. And hearing Quinn Wilson run it, who I first encountered doing a fan video of Trist Valentine years ago, alongside a talented role player like Joe, and of course two of my all-time favorite podcasters, Jeff and John. Well, it means more to me than I'm really prepared to express. So a huge thanks to the folks over at One Shot West and Shane for editing this week's episode. I'm so proud to work alongside each one of you. So, everybody, please listen to and enjoy this episode, and once you're done with that, go check out Arms of the Tide on the One Shot Network and System Mastery on the One Shot Network. They are amazing programs made by truly wonderful people. People who I am so truly blessed to know. Now, with all of that out of the way, let's get to the show.
Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm Quinn Welsh Wilson, domming in this week for James D'Amato.
Dom me, daddy.
This week, we're going to be playing Haven, City of Violence, the D20 Modern version by Lewis Porter Jr.
That's right. Good old Louis Porter Jr.'s.
Yeah, you have to say the pause between Porter and Jr. as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know if you knew that, but that's established canon.
Louis Porter
Jr.
Before we talk too much about Haven, City of Violence, I want to introduce you to the kind people I am playing the game with today, since they've already made their presence known. Let's go around the table, have everybody tell us who you are, maybe a little bit about yourself, where we can find you, that sort of thing.
Hey everyone, it's me, John, from System Mastery. You know me. And you can find me wherever fine goods are sold. I'm everywhere you want to be. Also, you can follow me on Twitter on my own personal account, at Gurgle Spasm. And now, take it away, Jeff, because I'll let you talk about the actual stuff for the show.
Leaving me the meat and potatoes?
Yeah, you go ahead and dive right into that whole dinner.
Hello there. I'm Jeff. I'm the host of System Mastery. That other guy is just also on the show. System Mastery is the podcast that we contribute to the One Shot Network. It is a review show where we go and we find the oldest, weirdest RPGs we can dig up. And then we make fun of them, liberally, for about an hour. You can find us at SystemMasteryPodcast.com, but also we do have some presence on the website, because we fought for that. We fought like tigers. Tigers that fight.
Fighting Tigers. My baseball team.
And also, I don't know if John knew this, but John, did you know that you and I are the authors of a book?
Oh, I did know that.
I don't know if you knew
It's all coming back to me now.
We wrote a book, and it's called
A Dragon Walks Into a Bar.
I knew we wrote a book. I didn't know what it was called. That's an entirely different... They're two different disciplines.
How I Met Your Dragon.
It's called A Dragon Walks Into a Bar, now available for pre-order on Amazon and any place else you would like to buy a digital book, like the Barnes & Noble website or whatever. Go buy that. It's a fun book of dumb jokes that we wrote for money.
Buy my book.
I wouldn't normally plug stuff at the start of the show, but, you know, James is a bigger audience than us.
Yeah, listeners, now that we've got your ear, buy their book.
Abandon
buy
James.
Buy my book.
It's not too late to walk away from James and come to us. Anyway, that's me, Jeff. I'm Jeff. Hi. Hello. And
one more J-lettered person.
I don't want to be a J-lettered person.
One more Jay All right. Leno person.
Fine then. All right. Everybody, I would love for you to meet my fiance, the light of my life, my favorite person in the world. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jeff. And I don't know why I'm doing this again.
Jeff, I will fight you for Quinn.
Ooh.
Hello.
John, I'm choosing you as my second.
I pick you as champion.
John is my second. Get out of here.
Sweet, I'm going to fight myself for Quinn.
You'll find a way to lose.
All right, everybody, forget Haven. This is about me now.
Hello, gentle people. I am Joe Welsh Wilson. You can find me at Fallon_Ferrone on Twitter. I am on the Arms of the Tide podcast with Quinn and John. You can also find me on the Orpheus Protocol. I definitely did not almost forget that. Which is run by Rob Stith, a pretty cool dude. And I usually, you know.
Medium cool.
Yeah, sometimes he's pretty cool, sometimes. I don't know, Rob. Get your shit together.
This is a call out.
You're on blast.
Oh, no. On blast on the One Shot Network. I'm so sorry, buddy.
Sorry, Rob. I still like you.
I still like you, but you are on blast.
Those are the two things are mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So that is me, and I'm Joe, and I'm here because One Shot West is small.
Alrighty. So I am Quinn Welsh Wilson. As I said at the top of the episode, I run the Arms of the Tide podcast. If you like a little bit of cyberpunk action, you know, Final Fantasy VII remake's coming out soon. There's a lot of Final Fantasy VII vibes going on in the show. And I'm also on the Orpheus Protocol podcast from time to time. I'm on the River Do's and River Don'ts podcast, where just about a year late, we record reviews of each season of Riverdale.
It's very timely.
Incredibly timely. You can also find me at various times in history on shows like the System Mastery podcast, the Modifier podcast. I get around. But speaking of System Mastery, we're here today to play Haven, City of Violence, which was reviewed in their 11th episode.
Yeah, this is an old one for us, but I think it might be an episode that put us on the map.
Yeah, it is quite a popular episode. Haven, City of Violence, is a game that puts you in the eponymous City of Violence, which styles itself like New York from the 70s or Gotham City.
I think in the book itself it says, like, imagine if Detroit fought Lebanon to the death or something. It's
what if you were in Beirut, but it was also New York?
Yeah.
There's a lot of gang violence. It's an incredibly dangerous place to live. Haven, City of Violence, is perhaps the single most dangerous place to live in America. But the interpretation we are putting forward for you today is going to be a little bit different than the book as written. There are some elements in the core material that rely on some elements of racialized crime and racialized violence, and we think it would be best to avoid that in this episode. So imagine this as being Gotham City, or New York from the 70s, or Beirut fighting Detroit to the death. But filled with theme gangs, as you might find in something like The Warriors or the Batman comic books.
Oh, or like the Schumacher Batman movies.
Oh, yes.
Where they have the gangs have to go around before they do gang stuff in a neighborhood and like set up black lights everywhere.
Yeah. Everyone's got their nipples out.
Mm-hmm.
In Haven. City of Violence.
I'm way into this now. Earlier, this was just a favor I was doing, but now I'm super into it.
Yeah. Once you put the nipples on the table, things get different.
Put them nipples on the table. Put them on the glass.
Put it on the glass. So I would love if everyone could...
Give me an initiative roll. It's combat time.
Oh, yes. I would love if everyone could go around and tell me a little bit about the character they're bringing today. So everyone is playing a member of the Haven City Police Department. And it is notable that you recently each suffered a demotion. Something happened while you were out in the field or working that was cause for them to demote you to the Police Investigations of Suspicious Behavior Squad, or the PISS team.
Good.
So, who are you? What was it that led you to PISS Squad? And how do you know one of the other characters who is on your team? What are some previous interactions you've had?
Ooh, that's going to be... I can go first and then say the interaction after I've heard what everyone else's character is. That might help.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, that'll work. My character is Matthew Victorino Cuestos Francisco. He is a third-generation Filipino-American denizen of Haven. His grandfather...
City of Violence.
City of Violence, thank you. His grandfather was a midshipman on a ship called the Irrawaddy in Luzon during World War II, fell in love there, got married, returned, brought his wife and child home, and ever since then, they've lived safely here in Haven. There's not a strong Filipino population in Haven, and so they have...
City of Violence.
City of Violence. And for a long time, they have lived in one of the kind of Latino communities, the name of which escapes me. It was like Angel City or something was the actual name of it, where they've faced some hardship but have become integrated into the community. He's also the third generation of police officers in his family. Each boy in the family line becomes a police officer. It always happens. But he washed out of basic training and had to get in a different way through sciences. Vic, as he is known among his other workers, is a CSI technician. But he's exactly the kind of TV CSI technician where he goes on all the missions and everything instead of just sitting in a lab looking at hair.
Loves to stretch that big, thick, wet brain in the field.
Now, in terms of what he looks like, he's a big, thick, wet brain.
He's got a big, oily butt.
He's dummy thick, and the clap from his two lobes keeps alerting the guards.
And threatening freakazoid. No, he's a short dude. A little skinny, not especially physically fit he's very skinny, but he never quite made it as an officer. He was trying to become a beat cop just like his dad. His dad, in fact, is still in the force. He's a precinct head somewhere else and not especially excited to have his son here because his son's not a real cop.
Ooh, that's family tension. What is your daddy's name?
I'm going to say that instead of getting he's a Catholic, so I'm going to go ahead and say that his name is Jonathan Vincent Francisco.
Perfect. Thank you so much for providing me that juicy detail.
Mm-hmm.
Who would like to introduce themselves next?
I am playing Detective Hunter. Full name, Hunter Xavier Hunter.
The X is silent.
So,
but deadly.
It's true. These deadly X's. He's got a lot of deadly X's as well. His ex-wives, so many of them.
A real Scott Pilgrim situation.
So, Detective Hunter is one of the most decorated officers in the Freeze Police, which is the most prestigious unit in the police force.
Bang, 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 bang.
Freeze Police.
All I want to do is chick, bop, bang, 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 Freeze Police.
He is... a large 6'2", 200-pound, hard-fighting, hard-fucking, hard-pooping man about the streets. He gets results, but sometimes he can go over the edge. That's why he has been kicked down to Piss Squad. The amount of accolades that he has should mean that he is made captain or at least sergeant by now. But the higher-ups absolutely hate that he won't play by the rules. And so, as a punishment for his latest antics where he went against the mayor's wishes and followed a lead that brought down a drug lord, he has now been kicked down.
That drug lord, who is that drug lord and what was their theme gang?
He's known as the Duke, and his theme gang is the Fancy Lads.
Oh, I've heard those lads are especially fancy.
Oh, yeah. Those fancy lads will mess you up.
Mm-hmm. With their neck ruffles in there.
They got cravats.
Mm-hmm. I think that there was a poem about that. They'll fuck you up, those fancy lads.
Yeah. And that's where the gang originally takes its name from, is that poem.
That poem. Perfect.
Yeah. So the Duke runs the
fancy lads. It's British literature.
Yeah. But now there's a power vacuum within the fancy lads.
Ooh, a power vacuum. You hate to see it. Did we hear how Vic got demoted to Piss Squad?
Oh, well, they needed a CSI guy in general to be on Piss Squad because ultimately any other CSI request that Piss Squad makes is summarily ignored by the actual CSI department. He had been up for a promotion, which was hastily blocked by his dad, and instead was quietly buried in Piss Squad because he's ashamed of the family.
Ooh, all right.
A lot of it's got to do with the fact that he doesn't seem to be showing up to church as often as he should.
Ooh.
They're a large Catholic family, and he just seems to miss those days. And it's not sure if he's actually decided that he's no longer Catholic or if he's just crippled by some sort of guilt about going. But there's a lot of bad blood in the family right now.
You hate to see it. Joe, tell me about your character. How did they come to Piss Squad?
My character, Jessica James, was demoted to Piss Squad because she totaled a car. Specifically, she totaled the car of her commanding officer in a high-speed chase after a kidnapped donkey.
All right.
She did save the donkey in the end.
Was that donkey like the mascot of a donkey-based theme gang?
No, it was actually the mayor's.
The donkey talkers.
It was the mayor's donkey.
Yeah, it was the mayor's donkey.
Stolen by the donkey talkers.
Yeah. Because they wanted it for their mascot, because their mascot got murdered by the freakies.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
People who aren't up to speed on current Haven politics. Come on, catch up, would you?
Yeah.
It's a vital city. It's a port town.
It's 2019.
Yeah.
Get it together. What is Jessica James's background with the police? What kind of work have they been doing?
Jessica worked for Vice for a while and continuously got shuffled around into other departments and never quite found a place where she really fit in. And now here she is with the Piss Squad.
That's funny every time I hear it.
So I would love to hear a little bit of a story from each of you about a time that you interacted with or came to know one of these other members of your erstwhile team.
So, Detective Hunter obviously clashes with authority on a fairly regular basis. And it was in one of those times that he met Vic when he was clashing with Vic's father.
Yeah, a common thing. He's a prickly man.
Yeah. The two of them were actually having an argument, and Hunter stepped in to defend Vic because even though he had not met him before, he'd heard about his work in CSI.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone calling someone that works in any level of the department not a real police officer is bullshit, sir.
If you're a police in your heart, then you're a real police.
Yeah, I was born police, damn it. Just because I wear a jacket instead and I...
Just because he's not out there with the beat,
mm-hmm.
with a badge like some people. Not like you. Not anymore. You ride a desk. Are you a real police officer? Fuck you, sir.
Oh, that's your demotion too.
Just because you don't make enough money to go down to the Spirit Halloween, buy yourself a little outfit.
Mm-hmm. I was inspired by that, and we've been true friends ever since. But I actually met Jessica when she brought in some purported stolen donkey hair that she wanted evaluated by a CSI. It turned out it was the mayor's hair. But that still was a corroborating link in the case, because it was the mayor's donkey that had gone missing.
And the mayor is an ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, mayor's an ass, and consistently is applying his own hair in fancy wigs to his pet donkey.
Oh, he's got a hair thing.
Mm-hmm. Got a weird hair thing.
That's the mayor for you.
Mm-hmm. Old mayor coiffure.
Coiffure.
Hey, give Quiff me a coiffure. Cup of coiffure.
Quiff coiffure, that's the mayor. Old mayor two Qs.
Because of how I say coffee, I had just assumed that y'all were making a riff on that and not on how other people say it. So thank you. So Jessica knows Hunter from one of the many times she was bounced around, and she ended up thrown into his unit for a short time when she was still a rookie, and she did a ride along with him.
Wow, that must have been real eventful.
It was especially weird because he's a beat cop and doesn't have a car.
We rode along on one of those stupid...
Oh, he has his own car.
I'm kidding.
No. It was before you had the car, and we rode along on one of those stupid, like, double bicycles.
Yeah, a bicycle built for two, as is commonly used in the Force.
I think you mean a recumbent bicycle built for two.
No, this is the incumbent bicycle.
An incumbent.
It's just always been here. People keep trying to buy the Force a new bike, but they can't beat the incumbent bicycle.
It's gerrymandered its way.
Hi, I'm Gerrymander, and this is my incumbent bicycle.
So what was particularly eventful, aside from the use of the legendary incumbent bicycle?
Well, I mean, we only lost one factory building on our whole day, so that's pretty good in Haven.
It was pretty good for me.
That's one less place for the Joker to set up his hideout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Any abandoned factory is going to get taken up by some villain.
Absolutely.
And that's what I kept telling the city council.
But they're hoping that businesses will buy the abandoned factories. It hasn't worked yet, but we are a port city in Haven. City of Violence.
So, it is still morning time. In Haven, City of Violence, your squad is located in Alphabet City, a run-down part of town where there's a lot of old tenements and almost brutalistic concrete buildings. The fog from the morning roll-in still hangs thick and heavy around.
Same.
The streets, though it is going on perhaps 10 o'clock, it's a couple hours into each of your shifts, and where are you in the police department, and what are you up to at this particular moment?
Hunter is currently at the tail end of a conversation with someone at headquarters, telling them what an incredible load of bullshit it is that he has been kicked down to Piss Squad.
We need you, goddammit.
I'm the only one that can solve these cases.
You're a loose cannon, but you're pointed in the right direction.
And that's why you need to put me back in the Freeze Police.
I'm gonna pick you up by your bootstraps, and you'll be back on the Freeze Police in no time. You believe me.
That better happen. And hang up.
Jessica is actually in the break room fighting with the coffee pot, because in our year of 2019, there is a Keurig at the station, and we're using those carafes, the refillable ones, you know, those refillable pods.
A carafe?
Carafes, right. We're using those carafes, the refillable pods, and the Keurig is refusing to recognize that it actually is a Keurig brand carafe. And so Jessica is just opening and slamming the carafe into the Keurig and shouting and kicking. And occasionally stuff from the upper cupboards are actually like falling out as she just beats the shit out of this counter.
Yeah, so there's an annoying coworker who's sort of leaned against the door frame in here. He's been on Piss Squad for as long as you can remember. His name is Tony, and he's just laughing at you, saying, "You know, Jess, when you're on Vice, you're supposed to stop the flow of drugs, not do 'em."
Tony, if you don't leave this room, I'm going to start the flow of drugs down your throat.
Excuse me? You're gonna what?
I'm gonna give you a cup of coffee is what I'm saying.
I'd love that. I would love a cup of coffee.
I'm gonna murder you is what I'm saying. Get the fuck out.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
These signals as mixed as they is.
Look, tell me when you get the dang thing to go and I'll be sipping my bean juice happy as a clam.
Yeah, that's not all you'll be sipping.
I also got you this beer.
Talk about police brutality. And he walks out of the room.
Vic is working in a locker room where he is getting razzed by other officers because he's a plainclothes guy and he doesn't need to be in there. But he seems to be busily working away at something inside of an open locker.
What are you doing there, Vic?
Oh, the guys ain't too comfortable with my experiments, so to speak, in the CSI. So I just needed a metal safest, and here we are.
It stinks like cheese, Vic.
Yeah, it's
Are you making cheese?
It's butyric acid that can kind of smell like cheese. I apologize for the troubles.
Look, just there's people in here. We're trying to get ready for a day of work, and you're filling the place up with the cheese smell. It makes it very distracting. Some of us, I don't know if you know this, a lot of the squad, we've been trying out intermittent fasting lately. Get us ready, you know, get us thin. And that means we're not eating for 16 hours a day.
No,
come in here and it's filled with that cheese smell. The mouths start going, our jaws are hurting.
I got it.
We can't focus on what's important.
Yeah, it's just that...
That's the piss.
the reaction will be done in just a couple of hours here. But if you touch it now, it's gonna, explode.
All right, look, just next time. Can you at least get this stuff set up after 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
We go to lunch, we get our meal, and we're fine.
I can do that. I mean, if you want, I can make it smell like something else.
Fresh baked bread.
Listen, chocolate chip cookies.
If I add two drops of hydroxyl to this, it'll smell like fresh baked cinnamon cookies.
Are you serious about being able to make this smell like something different, Vic?
Yeah.
Are you willing to keep a secret, Vic?
Yeah.
I miss my wife, Vic. Can you make it smell like my wife?
Well, that depends. Does your wife smell like cinnamon cookies? Or
Shut
cheese?
Shut up, Morton.
I was going to say, it already kind of smells like your wife in here now that I think. Oh.
And at this point...
Maybe that's just my upper lip. Oh!
That'd be really unpleasant because I think he misses his wife from a death or something.
Oh, I just assume everybody's been divorced
a bunch of times.
I was assuming he was divorced too. So at this point, each of the three of you receives a text message on your police issue telephone, your work phone, that informs you that Captain Victoria Tori Iriguchi has an assignment for you. And to meet her in her office as soon as possible.
Ah, geez, I guess I gotta go. Put two drops of this in there and it'll smell like, the cinnamon cookies your wife might have come into interaction with at some point in her life.
Yeah, I'll give it a try. Everybody, out of the locker. It's Marlin's time. It's Marlin's alone time.
All right, I'll catch you later, Marlin. Don't mess with it otherwise, okay? Because it'll get real poisonous.
Just like your Ow. Wife!
God damn it!
Hey heroes, it's James. Welcome to the Midroll. We've just got a few announcements before we get back to the show. First up, we've got a new piece of merch in the One Shot shop this week, and that is finally an official Hello Heroes t-shirt. This is another wonderful design coming to us from Joe Hunter. I could not be more thrilled about how it looks. So if you want to celebrate One Shot and all of the wonderful things it means, head over to our TeePublic store over at bit.ly/oneshotmerch and pick up your own. Heroes, we've got a ton of exciting live appearances coming up. First up, and this is a new edition, on October 6th, I am going to be in New York for New York Comic Con. I'll be doing a signing 11 a.m. Eastern Time over at the Simon & Schuster booth for my new book, The Ultimate RPG Gameplay Guide. I'm pretty sure we're going to have the new books at the show, which is very exciting because it will be my first time seeing them. I'll be happy to sign those books and any bit of merch you want me to. And frankly, I'm going to be excited just to see people. So if you happen to be in New York for Comic-Con, please take some time to come see me because I definitely want to see you. Then October 10th through 13th, I am going to be in Walnut Creek, California for Big Bad Con. And I tell you to sign up for my events, but most of them are completely sold out. I've got a panel on work-life balance that I'm running with a couple friends that anyone can attend, and I'll be trying to do a couple pickup games with people around the show. So if you missed out on one of my events, don't feel bad. I'll definitely make some time for you. Then coming up November 9th through 10th, I am going to be in the UK for Thought Bubble. And folks, I am extremely excited to announce the lineup for the panel that I've put together. We're going to be doing an actual play live on stage. We're going to be playing my brand new pirate game, O Captain, My Captain, which was inspired by and descended from For the Queen by Alex Roberts. Now, with me on stage, I'm going to have one of my favorite designers, Grant Howitt, and Mary Hamilton, who ensures all of the lovely RPGs that Grant puts together actually get published, Spike Trotman from Iron Circus Comics, and Jamie McKelvey, who's done a lot of great comics that you might have heard of, like Die and Wicked and Divine or Phonogram. I am extremely excited to have this group of people playing this game with me. I know we are going to knock it out of the park, so if you happen to be at Thought Bubble or have the opportunity to go to Thought Bubble, I urge you to do it because this is going to be one hell of a show. Finally, I want to once again remind everyone to check out Arms of the Tide and System Mastery after listening to this week's episode. Also, I got to point out that Jeff and John wrote a book. It's a book of Dungeons & Dragons-themed jokes called A Dragon Walks Into a Bar. And I know that sounds like a weird idea, but the high concept they gave to me made it sound amazing. You can pre-order that book right now, and while you're pre-ordering books, be sure to pre-order your copy of the Ultimate RPG Gameplay Guide. That one you can pre-order by heading to bit.ly/RPGGameplay or in your favorite brick-and-mortar bookstore. Seriously, a huge thanks to Quinn, Jeff, John, and Joe for everything they did this week's episode and probably the next couple of weeks' episodes. And a huge thanks to Shane for editing this week's episode. As always, a huge thanks to all of our supporters on Patreon. I'll be getting that list of supporters together soon, and hopefully I'm going to be getting our rewards out to backers soon. It's just been a tough couple of months. Now, with all of that out of the way, let's get back to the show.
We cut to Tori Iriguchi's office. She is a decorated officer who still finds herself doing oversight work here with Piss Squad. There are slatted blinds that are open just a little bit, letting these rays of light cut through the room, and the three of you are sat before her. So, it's my understanding that you three have yet to actually take on a proper assignment since your assignment to the squad.
I'm sorry, which squad is that?
That is Piss Squad.
Okay, good.
And I think I've got just the thing for you. Alphabet City. Well, there's been a little bit of a rash of some minor vandalism, that sort of thing. Tagging, destruction of property. And it's been quite all over the place. And I was hoping we could get some feet on the ground, figure out what the source of this is, and maybe just tamp it down.
Really? Vandalism? You're using me on vandalism? You could get the Boy Scouts for this.
Well,
but you're very good at vandalism.
Hunter, yes, exactly. It takes one to know one.
See, now I could have sworn that this was going to be a public urination investigation squad.
No, that's puis.
Yeah, you're correct. That is puis.
Oh, to join the ranks of puis. Someday.
Perhaps. But for now, You're with Piss and the Vandals.
I love Piss and the Vandals. My favorite punk band.
Sounds like they menaced Gem and the Holograms in the 80s.
Speaking of punk bands and menacing folk, it actually appears as though the most recent act of vandalism was perpetrated at the Alphabet City Skate Park. So,
whoa, Chief, you're telling me there's vandalism at the skate park? Well, we better get all the units on this one. This is a real crazy one you got here.
That sarcasm of yours is not going to dig you out of this hole any faster, Hunter. I advise you keep your head down, or you're going to be drinking the piss for a long time. Dismissed.
I think you mean dispissed.
But Victoria...
God damn it, I should have thought of that.
Which skate park?
The Alphabet City Skate Park.
The one over by the coffee shop?
The one called the Alphabet City Skate Park. The other one is called Alphabet City Skate Park. It's really not hard to confuse them.
Right.
Yeah, one of them's a remake.
Remake!
Now I'm going to hold my head up high so I can get out of this piss faster.
Are there any special preparations that any of you make as you prepare to go about your day and begin this investigation?
Well, I mean, yeah, I gotta go get all my cop stuff. I'm not usually out in the field so much. I got a bag labeled cop stuff that I'm gonna go get.
So what? How much cop stuff?
Oh, it's
is
just
Vic grabbing?
Medium cop stuff.
It's just a duffel bag full of, you know, the general kind of meat and potatoes of being a cop. Also, there's some meat and potatoes.
So yeah, just quite a small man with a heavy, medium duffel bag slapping against his khakis.
Yeah, Hunter just gets on his bee-proof vest, as he calls it.
Mm-hmm. Because it prevents you from being stung by bees.
Yeah, it's bee-proof. Yeah.
It does not work on wasps, though.
Yeah.
Oh, no, those fuckers will get you every time. So yeah, he gets all that. He gets his general plain clothes outfits, but has a badge on a lanyard around his neck. And his trademark sweet trench coat.
Oh, he's got a trench coat.
Ah, jeez, I better erase some stuff on my character sheet here.
It says here, sweet trench coat? It says here, one of my contacts is sweet trench coat?
Unfortunately, yes.
Jessica, what preparations are you making?
None. Jess is ready to go.
All right. So,
I gotta bring my sesame sticks. Could be a long day.
It's my understanding that the best driver among you is
me,
Hunter.
Oh, damn. Totally misread that situation.
Ooh, I misread the signs.
I'm wondering, are you going in a black and white cop car, or are you taken to the street?
Oh, no. He's going in his Cadillac.
Ooh. So everyone is in the caddy?
Oh, yeah.
Describe this for the listeners, please.
It's what one might refer to as a bit rustic. It's a little beat up brown with some rusting going on around the edges of the doors and on the actual handles as well. But inside, also kind of messed up. It's leather that a few tears, mostly in the back, and the side seat has many a crushed up can in it.
Well, I love these old Cadillacs. This is nice what you got here. This is the kind of car where you could pop the hood and stand in there with the engine.
And don't think I haven't done it.
It's roomy.
Use that as cover in a firefight.
Well, I call back seat. I get car sick.
Oh, there's plenty of back seat in this baby. Veronica goes the whole way.
Jess actually takes out like a crumpled out plastic bag from her bag and just starts loading the crumpled cans into the bag.
Whoa. Hey, where do you think you're going with that? This is extra income for me.
Hey, those are the only things that were covering up all the rips in the leather. They're bringing a certain sort of homey ambiance to the car.
You start taking cans out and there's just the skeleton of a lizard that has obviously been there for over a year.
Just like bats it away. Like,
oh, Mortimer!
Bats it away. And then does the thing where you put the plastic bag basically like around the stick of the car. That way you can still keep your cans and I can sit in the seat.
All right, but if I see you eyeing my cans again, we're going to have trouble.
I don't want your cans. That's why they're in a bag for you to take.
All right, just stop eyeing my cans.
I'll be honest, I've been eyeing your cans a little bit.
Hey, don't you eye my cans.
And with that, we smash cut to the Alphabet City skate park. And you hear, before you see anything, the repeated sound of rolling wheels and the slap of contact with a surface after someone has performed a trick. The skate park itself is largely built around a repurposed empty pool with some additional makeshift ramps and that sort of thing. The area is covered in litter, garbage, and various tags, that sort of thing. And the people around, in terms of that, you notice one thing in particular, and that would be that a bunch of these people appear as though they are just wearing tennis shoes, and they're wearing little devil horns with a little devil tail, and it does not take long for you to realize, no, those aren't, in fact, just tennis shoes. Those are Heelys. If someone would like to give me some sort of a streetwise check for information on who this gang might be, that would be excellent.
I can do that. I have knowledge streetwise, skill modifier 8.
All right.
Plus your intelligence modifier if you got one of those.
Well, yeah, I'm minus trouble. 0.
Oh, very good. You should say plus 0. It sounds more positive.
Well, the sheet says minus.
Oh, that's a disappointment.
I got 13, and if my modifier is 8, then that's 21.
Indeed. So these are the Heelians.
It's pretty...
Yeah, they
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
Well, sir.
They are a gang of mostly teens and children in Haven. It's pretty well known that they basically take orders from other gangs, largely. They are sort of freelance or mercenary, not necessarily because it makes good money, but because they crave a little bit of authority in their life.
Oh, jeez, I think I washed out of these guys, too. I couldn't stand up on those things.
And as you enter the skate park, exuding your police
cop-ness.
Energy, yeah, that big cop energy, one of these kids slides forward, eyes you up and down, and says,
"What do you think you're doing here?"
You know, we're just here to enjoy the fine ambiance of East Haven. It's that unique smell. It's like dumpster juice that you can't see through even at like 2 inches.
Yeah, I bet. What's in the duffel bag, you tuna can?
Your mom.
Oh,
that's a better answer than I would have given.
My mom's been dead since I was born.
Yeah, I know. We dug up her body and shoved it in the bag.
Whoa!
Whoa! Okay, everyone, calm down.
I'm 11.
yeah. She's also at 11, I believe. Everyone's at 11. This is a bag of not cop stuff. It's nothing to worry about.
You're in Heelian territory. What do you want?
We're here to investigate vandalism.
Look around.
Thanks. That's what we were hoping to do. You're a
place,
good kid.
That was sarcasm. The place is a mess.
Yeah. Look, it's bullshit, and I know it, and you know it, kid. But all I need is a statement from you. Have you seen anyone doing a vandalism around here?
I'm not issuing any sort of statement to the police until I talk to Light-em-ups.
So Light-em-ups did the vandalism.
No. No, that's ridiculous. That's preposterous. Who told you that? Who gave you that idea? Who gave you that particular idea that Light-em-ups was the one who did that?
Your mom.
Hold on. Look me in the eyes.
And he skates over, stops, and, like, cranes up to look at you.
Look me in the eyes.
I do. I look you in the eyes.
Can you or can you not commune with the dead?
I can. I'm a medium.
Actually, you're a little more of a small there.
I didn't give my height, but I did write medium for my height. So, fuck
you're
you,
a medium-sized
John.
Creature.
More like smaller Swift.
Got him.
Okay. If you're so good, if you're so good at speaking with the dead, then what's my birthday? Mom wouldn't know that.
You know what? Your mom would know that. Let me ask, and I'm going to lean over to Vic's duffel bag, and I'm going to ask, when was your son born? And I'm going to nod as if I'm getting an answer. I'm going to come back to the kid, and I'm going to look him in the eye, and I'm going to say, your mom says that she forgot because you're such a fuck.
Wow.
Harsh words.
I feel like your mom wouldn't remember that. She was kind of busy that day dying.
You know, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Look, okay, you've got me all bamboozled. I'm all over the place right now. I don't know what's going on. So what I want to do is I want to go and I want to consult real quick with Light-em-ups. Can you just wait here?
Yeah. You mind if we like look around a little in the general vicinity?
Why I don't think we need the permission of an 11-year-old. Please take a look around, Vic.
Okay.
His mom said it was okay, so we can look around.
I'm sorry, I get authority issues because I've washed out of every type of gangs and polices and whatnot.
Look, you're in piss squad, and nobody washes out of piss. When you're in piss, it stays with you. The stink travels with you.
Oh, yeah, if you need to... Wait. No. Don't tell him your name, Thrash. They can use that against you in court. I'll be right back.
See you, Thrash.
Damn it.
It was your mom.
Yeah, you didn't tell us. It was your dead mom what told us what.
So Thrash skates off. As he is going to find Light-em-ups, what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to search the area.
All right. I have a bad sense for the 3.x list of skills and abilities.
There's one called search, so I'm probably going to use that one.
Search sounds great.
Okay.
Full transparency. Anyone who follows me on Twitter knows that I'm not the biggest fan of D20 systems.
And anyone who's listened to our show knows that we're not.
And the only reason we're doing this instead of the actual original Haven game is because we only have one print copy of it and you can't buy it online.
So here we are.
And also, I don't think that any one of us is really big on having a bajillion skills.
Ah, jeez, there's too much garbage around here for me to look at all this garbage. I only rolled like a 13.
I will say, with a 13...
That's because I rolled a 1, so...
Yes.
Yeah, you need that.
I'm not one of those people who believes that a 1 means you automatically fail.
It's never been the case in any 3.x official game.
Sure has not been.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is enough to get you a little bit of information. You are sort of able to get a sense for some of the more recent messes and that stuff, and eventually you find what look like dribbles of paint.
Hey, Hunter, come take a look at this. I think I found our first piece of piss evidence.
Some piss dribbles?
I feel like this unit is really crystallizing.
As long as no one's putting it in a jar.
Hey, no one told us that this was going to be called Piss Squad. You unleashed the dragon.
No, I did. Hey, welcome to One Shot, baby.
Yeah, Hunter had just been lounging against a bench, smoking a cigarette. Oh, good evidence. Great.
I'll take a look at it.
That sounds wonderful. Be sure you get plenty of, I don't know, shavings or whatever it is you need.
Picking it up on the end of a pen. It's some kind of goo it is.
Oh, boy. Goo. Don't, I guess, get it in your mouth.
Not too late.
Oh, God.
So, while this is going on, is Jess able to gather information from other kids at the skate park? Or was it just Thrash?
Well, if you want to damage your relationship with Thrash.
Thresh will remember this.
Thresh will remember this, but you can absolutely do that.
I think it's okay. I was pretty mean to Thresh.
Yeah, you don't exactly have a great relationship.
Yeah, you're working on that renegade relationship with Thresh.
Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, Jess is going to walk around and try to talk to some people. And, yeah. That's a nat 20, y'all, and I have a plus 18 to this.
Plus 18?
Yeah, my skill modifier is 18. Oh, sorry, that was gather information. It's just an 8. Still, that's 28.
Yes, there's a couple of skills I know you have a plus 18 at.
Yeah.
Because
the system
you're good
is
at
broken.
Lying. But
I'm also good at diplomacy, which you could not have guessed off of the conversation with Thresh.
Yeah.
So that is a 28. So what kind of information are you trying to gather from the different Helians here?
I want to know, like, who's been around, if people that aren't normally around have been around. I want to know about, like, recent weird things. Basically, I want to know about the stuff that's out of the ordinary to the kids, because if they're regularly around here, then they know what should be here. And so, like, they're used to the place being tagged up, yeah, but if they see a tag that they haven't seen before, they're going to know.
You search around, you check in with a couple kids, and there's one kid who seems really sort of withdrawn and scared, and it doesn't take long, actually, before she starts opening up. Seems like she's not really fitting in that well with the Helians.
Hi. So, I was thinking that things have been a little bit weird lately, and like, there's been someone who's been coming by and been talking to Light 'em Ups, and they have this big coat and these like crazy glasses, and they always have this weird leather case with them. It's like a tube, and he has this big old mustache, and I think he has a stupid name, but I don't remember what it is. But he's always talking to Light 'em Ups and told us that we need to start putting something when we tag, and it's too complicated for me and I keep messing it up, and so I keep getting yelled at and I don't like it.
You know, that's really not fair. They shouldn't yell at you. You're doing your best.
Thank you. I know I'm trying really hard, and I just don't know what to do. No one else would take me in, and they don't like me very much. And I think that old man is up to something weird.
You know what? You said that they want you to do something weird after the tags. Do any of the tags here have that weird thing that they want you to do that's complicated?
Maybe. I messed mine up, and so I had to just scrub it out. But I think that there's probably one, you know, over where Light 'em Ups sets her stuff up.
Okay, because if I could see one, I might be able to tell you how to do it.
Well, I can't. If Light 'em Ups sees me with you, she's going to get really mad.
Oh, I don't want that.
So you're going to have to go alone.
Okay. Well, thank you. If I find out how to do it, I'll come back and I'll show you how.
Okay.
So back to Vic, who is analyzing that goo.
I got to appreciate your kind of hot and cold variations on performance with these children.
I like some kids, I hate some kids.
It's like you're your own good cop and bad cop. It's truly an odd.
Thanks. Yeah, mm-hmm. That was one of the problems when I was working in murder.
Yeah, you know, I would rephrase that.
I mean, I only killed a few people when I was a murder detective.
Oh, okay, I understand now. Hey, okay, so would you prefer I use physical or earth and life sciences when I examine this? Either way, it's a 26.
Physical, I guess. Yeah, so this is a just sort of like coagulated weird spray paint.
Oh, okay.
As far as you can tell. Like, it looks like maybe they were trying to create a new mixture that didn't quite take. And so when it was sprayed out of the can, it sort of like formed a weird...
It's got like gobbets.
Yeah, gobbets.
Okay.
That sort of dropped off the head.
Yeah. All right. So this is...
A dribble.
I'm going to take this back. Is there a... Was there a source for this spray? Because there should be a spray pad and indicator. Is there a wall near here where there's some spray paint?
If you sort of follow the trail of gobbets a little while, there's actually a pillar here that looks like someone had attempted to paint something on with the spray paint, gotten frustrated, and then just shook the paint so there's just big, weird black splotch.
It's black paint. That's good. I'm going to put down a notification.
Is it a black paint?
Okay. Well, this is unusual. This paint ain't normal. Like, spray paint's cheap here in Haven. Like life. Every once in a while, I get deep.
So deep. It puts my ass to sleep.
The thing is, this is a more rich mixture, kind of like my parents' connection to Catholicism.
At which point...
Your parents show up.
What did you say about Jesus?
You talking shit about Jesus?
Ah, Jesus, Victorian glory. I don't want to have this conversation.
So, Thrash arrives back now.
So, I was asking around, and I talked to Light-Em-Ups, and she says, get fucked.
Oh, that's interesting. We're going to take that under advisement, but ultimately I feel like I got this big, strong fight cop with me, and you're a little kid in a wheeled shoe.
Oh, yeah. Light-Em-Ups said, if you gave me any trouble.
And he puts his fingers in his mouth and gives a strong whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear a deeper sound of Healy meeting concrete as two young adults ride out on Healy's with their arms crossed.
I didn't even know they made those things in like adult sizes.
Yeah, like adult.
They custom made.
Man, that must have cost a lot.
It cost a couple $100.
Oof. Man.
I'm sure that once we sell all the crap in that big old police bag, though, we'll make it back.
Hey, I was pretty explicit in stating that this ain't cop stuff in the bag.
Well, it sure as shit ain't Thrash's mom's corpse.
I never made that claim.
You don't know that.
Well, actually, I'm pretty sure that if it was an old corpse, it would be exuding some sort of strong odor,
other young adult says.
Well, actually, the person with me is really chemical smart, and so he can make it not stink, you dipshit.
Well, actually.
Light-Em-Ups
said that if you gave us any lip, that we should teach you a lesson and break your nose.
God, man.
Look, kid. Better than you have tried to break this nose and succeeded. So I'd like to see you try, just so I can gauge what level of nose breaking we're at.
It's true. Your nose kind of resembles switchbacks on like a mountain range.
Oh, yeah.
Owen Wilson times four.
It's like Zorro made my nose.
If you're going to keep this up, though, we're gonna take you out.
Not if we take you out first.
Those are fighting words. Let's go.
let me just put down my bag full of not cop stuff. It's full of delicate.
As this is happening, Hunter just puts his jacket up, looks into the body cam that he is wearing, and they are attacking us first. They're attacking police officers. And then he puts it back.
So... The tough one, the one with the deep voice, pulls out a knife, and the nerd pulls out a gun, a pistol.
Cool.
And, yeah, I guess this is happening.
I don't feel like we need to be fighting a couple of, like, 17-year-olds in rolly shoes, but okay.
I mean, we didn't. And then...
Hey, they're young adults. They're not adolescents. They're 18 plus. They're like 20-year-olds.
Oh, well, now I'm way more into this.
Look, if they're old enough to give me lip, they're old enough to get a fat one.
You know, the classic cop stuff.
Yeah.
All cops are bastards. Never forget.
Yeah.
Roll initiative.
I'm not even a cop, so to speak.
Well, heroes, that's it for One Shot this week, but don't worry. We'll be back next week with more Haven. City of Violence. A huge thanks to the folks from One Shot West. That is Quinn, Jeff, John, and Josette. I owe you all a huge favor. And be sure to do them a big favor in return and check out Arms of the Tide and System Mastery. In fact, let's hear about one of those shows right now. System Mastery is a delightful stroll through the history of role-playing games. Except the games are terrible and the hosts are real jerks about everything. Join hosts Jeff and John as they explore the weirdest games ever made to talk about what worked, what went wrong, and which Silverhawk was the best. It was Hot Wing. You can find their shows at SystemMasteryPodcast.com or through a link on the OneShot website. Finally. As always, we end One Shot with a call to action, and this week, let's talk about healthcare. Folks, throughout my mother's time with cancer, she would constantly remark on how hard it would be for people who were not in her situation. People who didn't have access to good healthcare. We faced many bills that would have devastated our family without the protection of insurance. And even with the protection of insurance, there were a few things that still cost us dearly. We would have done anything to spend more time with Mom and to see her pass comfortably. That is something that everyone should be able to do for their loved ones. And the insurance system in the United States is simply not set up to allow that. Thousands of people go bankrupt treating illnesses or forego medical care because they simply can't afford it. And that is unacceptable. Now, to change that, it takes a strong cultural movement, and you can be a part of that. One step is to contact your representatives and let them know that you support a change in the system. Frankly, I strongly believe that we need single-payer healthcare. Be sure to voice whatever you believe to your representative. Now, when I do that for my reps, I use a site called 5calls.org. That's the number 5calls.org. There you can find issue summaries for issues like this one and contact information for your representatives, along with a script to read while you're on the phone to get your message across. Calling takes just a few minutes, and it could make a dramatic difference in the lives of millions of people. As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest OneShot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at GameMaster@OneShotPodcast.com. OneShot is a production of the OneShot Podcast Network, in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes.